I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For centuries, European and American missionaries have gone to Africa to spread the word of Christ. That trend is now working in reverse. The World's Jason Margolis tells us about one of Africa's most influential Christian movements, now preaching the gospel here in the U.S.
Drive an hour northeast of Dallas, and you'll find yourself staring off into a barren, flat horizon. One building rises above the landscape, a 10,000-seat auditorium. It's the centerpiece for the Redeemed Christian Church of God in North America, a Pentecostal movement that started in Nigeria in 1952. They claim more than 5 million followers worldwide, mostly in Nigeria. It's one of the fastest-growing evangelical churches there. Pastor James Fedeli runs the church in North America. He says God told the church's leader that their North American headquarters would be near Dallas.
We're in Dallas. We don't know. When will that happen? We don't know. One of our members, they went to a restaurant, all-you-can-eat restaurant to eat. Unbeknown to them, there is another Caucasian that lives in this area, have bought 103 acres of land, and God told him, the land doesn't belong to you. It belongs to a group of church people. When you meet them, I will let you know who they are.
Fedeli, a short man with a booming voice, says the church members at the restaurant were then approached by the Caucasian man.
He went to them. I don't know who you guys are. A year ago, God asked me to buy this 103 acres of land. I've bought it. But God says you are the owner. They accepted it. They paid the check. And the rest, they say, is history.
The divine spot near Dallas is unincorporated Floyd, Texas, population 220. The church's property now spans 700 acres. They have grand plans here to build a university, a sports complex, even a golf course. And that 10,000-seat arena, it has the capacity to expand to fit 100,000.
Crazy people for Jesus, people are in love with Jesus, shouting hallelujah, praising Jesus, having prayer vigils, having fun, giving each other high five.
Beyond Texas, Fedeli's goal is to establish a church within every 10 miles in North America, to take as many people as possible to heaven, he says.
Because heaven is real, God is real. And that is why we want to plant churches like Starbucks.
We praise thee, O God, for the song of thy love.
I visited a parish in Melrose, Massachusetts, near Boston. About 120 people were there. That's larger than average for a Redeemed church. Once parishes start to grow, they quickly split to create more branches. Church leaders say there are 720 churches in North America, nearly double from 4 years ago. They have perhaps 15,000 members in the U.S., a figure that's all but impossible to verify. Ruth Marshall with the University of Toronto studies Christian movements in Africa. She says the Redeemed Church's aggressive plans stem from its leader and guiding force, Enoch Adiboya in Nigeria.
He really wants to be an important global player, and one could say that he's almost obsessed with this logic of church planting, because for him it's an index of success. And also, prosaically, the more parishes there are, the wealthier the central organization becomes, because each pastor has to reverse 20% of gross revenues, tithes, offering, fundraising, to the headquarters in Nigeria.
Marshall says the U.S., where Pentecostalism began, holds special appeal to church leaders. She says they believe in a manifest Christian destiny from Africa.
And there's a great image that captures this. I've heard this many times from pastors and from Nigerian Christians. If you turn Africa on its side with the bulge facing down, you'll see that Africa is the gun and Nigeria is the trigger. We have pulled the trigger and shot the bullet of global revival.
Their struggle pits the powers of Jesus against Satan. Their passion for their mission is clear. At the church service in Massachusetts, people were dancing in the aisles, hugging and breaking into conga lines. The PA system was cranked way up. People sang with arms outstretched and eyes tightly shut. The place was rocking. Again, these are Pentecostal Christians who believe strongly in faith healing and miracles and speak in tongues to connect with the Holy Spirit. There were young and old. Children were downstairs in their own service, and toddlers were running around the lobby. Nearly all Redeemed Church members in North America are Nigerian or African immigrants. I did meet one white woman at the church who is originally from the Boston area. You can watch a video of her and some other church members on our website, PRI.org. For the church to grow, they'll need a lot more non-Africans. Ruth Marshall says that'll be tough.
I think they're faced with this problem within their own population, in fact, because we're looking at what's going to happen with the second generation. So a lot of these Nigerians, a lot of the people who go originally to these churches are Nigerians who are relatively recent immigrants. But now they have children, and their children may be leaving the church because they want a church that's more relevant to the lives of, you know, the average American teenager or young person.
Back in Floyd, Texas, Pastor James Fedeli is not discouraged. He says it'll take some time, but they will connect with the greater community here. One way to do that in Texas, at least, is through that huge auditorium. Fedeli says it's available to rent for weddings, rodeos, whatever. He says when people learn they are genuine, they'll join his church.
It's just as if you are half a $100 bill that is fake and $100 bill that is real. How do you know which one is real? Do you know which one is fake? But by the time people start to use it, people start to look at it, they will know which one is genuine. I'm not saying all the churches in America are fake, but we, God helping us, Redeemed Christian Church of God, we have come from all the way from Africa. We're engaging the people to show them the true gospel, making sure that people are saved and people are making it to heaven.
For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Floyd, Texas.